있는 자의
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to our 10th podcast show here. What do you think of that, Dave?
It doesn't seem that long, does it?
No, it doesn't. And yes, Bandweb Blogs podcast show here, reporting to you from Oxford, England.
On the Ill.
On the Ill. And Jenny and Dave here.
And we've got loads of tunes to play. Well, no, we haven't. We only got two.
Yeah. We've got loads of tunes. We're really laid back tonight. We don't have much, you know, show notes, as they say, because, you know, we've just been kind of busy this week and we haven't had time to surf the net for great music. So we've just kind of kept it in the family tonight, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a navel-gazing pipe and slippers show, this one.
Now that I have never in my life heard that term.
I just made it up.
Did you? I figured it was some English term.
Self-indulgent. Let's just look at ourselves and slap ourselves on the back.
Okay, very good. Very good. So for our 10th show, yeah, we've got some things to talk about. Dave, mainly, this is going to be more of a Dave show, I think, than anything.
Ray.
Yeah, he likes that.
Me.
And so I don't know, Dave, do you want to talk about why this is your show today?
Well, the first band we're going to play, a great band. They've been around for 8 years and they're still going without me, which is a good thing. And they're probably better off without me.
But it's a good story. Dave's friends with everybody in the band, obviously. And
yeah, it was
amicable, his decision.
An amicable split. It wasn't musical differences, like they say in the papers. But the band are called The Drug Squad, and they used to be called Retrogen, and they started about 1996, and like I say, they're still going. And the song we're going to play for you here on this one is called Who's Your Monkey? And on this, I'm the bass player, I was the bass player, but like on this song, I was very passionate about it, and I wanted to play the guitar. So I'm playing guitar on this song, and the guitarist is playing the bass.
Is that really the true story about...
Can I be honest?
Because I know the story behind that, and that's not really the truth.
I didn't think that the guy that was doing the bass, the guitarist, could do the chops properly for me on it. That's fair, isn't it? So, and
it's rock and roll.
And it's rock and roll. And anyway, and we got a very clever middle eight in there. You'll like that. Comedy fans will love it.
A bit risque, so we're warning you.
Yes. So without further ado, as they say, let's get on and roll up our trousers and stand on the table and have a stomp to The Drug Squad with Who's Your Monkey?
Yeah.
Ever since I saw your face, my head was in a mess. That day when you walked past, the way you wore your dress.
A great song, Dave.
I didn't know we had it in us then. When you look back, it sounds better than it did at the time, doesn't it?
Well, I love it. I've always loved the, you know, the Drug Squad music, and that one's one of my favorite ones.
Well, you know that Marillion was touring America, and before they came on stage, the music they had going over the PA was that song, Who's Your Monkey? That was a bit of a theme tune for them on that tour, actually.
And that is very cool. And you wrote the lyrics to that song, didn't you? Or you wrote the song.
Right, whole blinking lot. But Greg's got to take some credit as
the
well.
Drummer.
The drummer, Greg, he's obviously in the Guillemots now. And so he helped us with the middle eight, the change and that, in this very house one night.
Excellent, excellent. So if anyone's, I'm going to change the subject now because I've just noticed Dave's voice.
What's that
and
my
I'm
voice?
Just noticing your voice is like, I don't know why how I didn't notice that earlier today.
What? Well, what sounded like
Mickey? You can just you can tell you've been up until like 5 in the morning, and this is a bit of a touchy subject for us.
I was a naughty schoolboy last night. I come in about 4?
Yeah. Yes. It was 4:30 in the morning.
I don't wear a watch. I've tried wearing watches and they always break on me and I don't like keeping time. And
well, I don't like wearing watches either, but I know phones exist and they're everywhere in the world. And you could have called. Wow. That's all you had to do is give me a ring and tell me that you're going to be home late.
I'd been doing that much lager. I didn't know what a phone was.
Yeah, well, I was worried. I thought he's taking his push bike, as they say in England, push bike. His bike.
My mountain bike.
He rode his bike down to the gig, the show last night, which is another story for you all, for you to hear.
Yeah, rode my bike. I rode my bike down.
His bike.
Tied it up. And then caught up with my mate Jason, who'd got me on a guest list. And we went in to the Zodiac on the Cowley Road.
In Oxford.
In Oxfordshire. And got a few beers in. Stood around a bit. Reckless Eric came on. And Reckless Eric is he's always had one of his tunes is one of my favourite tunes of all time. It'd be in there like The Whole Wide World, which I'll play on a guitar in a minute, actually.
Can't wait.
And it's it'd be my little tribute to Reckless Eric for entertaining me last night, if he does get to hear this podcast, which would be smart. But he come on and he done his set, and old Captain got up and done, Captain Sensible from The Damned, got up on this song and done a bit of drumming in the background for it, to which Reckless Eric threatened to get up and play in the middle of their set when they played.
And I think that would be really, I unfortunately couldn't make it to the show last night, which I'm an idiot. It's one of those things where you think, oh yeah, I want to go. But then at the last minute, I decided I didn't want to go, which is silly because I've always wanted to see The Damned.
And you missed a great gig.
And they played after Reckless Eric. And yeah. I was an idiot. I just didn't go.
There you go.
Okay, so Dave's going to bring to light a bit of what happened last night. And obviously, for copyright reasons, he can't play the whole song, but he's so fascinated by Reckless Eric.
Yeah, that little fascist Reckless Eric will sue me. He'll get his lawyers onto me. And he'll be able to afford a bigger flat in London to live in. But anyway, this is going to be my rendition of it. When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti.
So there you go.
If you want to hear any more of that, go and buy Reckless Eric's record.
Yeah, and we actually got onto his website moments ago, and you can find that at
RecklessEric.com.
And what a cool website. I really like it. I'm definitely adding that to Band Weblogs because he's got a news page, but it's really a diary, and he's just logging on and writing about his tour right now with The Damned.
So, yeah, and The Damned come on, and Captain had all these cough remedies and stuff on the top of his amp because he had the flu or something, and he was coughing, and he had his tissues. But it's funny, that's the first time I've seen The Damned since, like, 1980-something, and The Damned look good. Dave Van Halen's looking like a bit of a cross between Bono and like Robin Williams now, and that's fair enough. You know, I'll probably look like a cross between some weird people myself. But
he wears his sunglasses, right? We checked out his website.
Yeah. Good old Van Halen. No, massive respect. Bands influenced me all through my life, The Damned. I've loved them since I was a school kid. And it was like karaoke punk last night, sing-along, all the songs. And it's funny seeing the audience and thinking of all the old boys that were like teenagers in the 70s, and now there's these bold, little fat old men who were probably skinny little punkers poking around in the 70s. And I was one of them funny little fat old men.
No, you're not. You silly. You don't even look half your age.
Bless you.
Wait a minute. What did I just say? No. So what were you saying about that punk kid that was there with his gear?
I went for a phase of having a leather jacket with all studs on it. And much to my shame, I actually wore a chain and padlock once for a couple of weeks. And then one time I was off my tits one time and on some certain thing that makes you see weird things. But anyway, and I looked in a mirror and I looked like a Christmas tree. I was glinting away. And anyway, I saw this guy who was standing behind me at the gig. I looked round and he just reminded me of exactly what I used to wear. He had all these studs and this chain and padlock. And it's 2005 now. Right, it sort of meant something back then.
And the padlock.
Oh, just to top it off, he had the little Sid padlock and Sid Vicious padlock and chain around his neck. And the shirt, Union Jack shirt, and all the little... And all anarchists are beautiful or something tattooed on his arm. Delude, man. What's going on, mate? So this is why I got a bit of sore throat. And after the gig, which The Damned, by the way, were excellent. They played all their songs. And everyone loved it. And we went for a drink at the bar, The Bully, next door after that. Anyway, to which we met one of our mates who we hadn't seen for ages. We went into the stage, but at the back they got a stage at The Bully because that's a venue as well. And there was a jazz band, and my friend Howard, was playing his new guitar that he just bought at my mate's guitar shop. And I had to wade across to all these students who were sitting on the floor just to lean over and have a point at Alec, at Howard's new guitar. And I ended up anyway.
And was he playing when you did that?
Yes, he was smiling away because, you know, like Howard is a who's the Brazilian footballer? Ronaldo.
He's a Ronaldo lookalike.
And he told us once he was walking down the road and these kiddies walked past him and put him there and, oi, Ronaldo. And he said he wanted to slap him. Yeah, yeah.
Because Dave's told me I know Howard. I've met him a few times and he does kind of look like Ronaldo.
He's got that smile and that skin, baldy skinhead look.
In a strange way, he does look like him.
But anyway, after that, I bumped into Liam. the singer for Suitable Case of Treatment, and Pete, the new drummer, and went back to Pete's house for a drink and some origami. And they played us their new stuff with Pete drumming, because they wanted to run it by me and see what I thought, because I'm pretty honest. I told them when I first saw them that they were stiff on stage.
That was how many years ago, or how long ago?
25 years ago. No. Now.
When was the first time you saw Suitable Case on stage?
Christ, it's about 2 years ago now, when they first played.
Yeah.
And yeah, they sounded good, but they were like all bands. When you first start, you lot learn your stagecraft.
But now?
Now they're brilliant. They're one of the best. They are the best live band in Oxford at this present moment in time.
I must agree with that. I have to agree with that.
5 to 9, they are the best band in Oxford at this moment. But if anything changes, email us and tell us. So I ended up around them guys. They played his tune, and Pete has fitted into the band so well, so quickly. He's only been playing with them for a few months. He's only done a couple of gigs with them, and yeah, nice one. Anyway, we got caned, and I forgot what time it was, and. Then I walked home with Liam and then got on my bike. This is so rambling.
You get back on your bike.
And I got up here. God knows
and
how
then
I
finally
got on my bike. I rode a bike home after drinking from about 7:30 to about 3 in the morning.
No, 4.
4:30. Yeah, well, I'll say about 4-ish because then I got to walk and get the bike.
Right, right, yeah. When you came home, I didn't want to hear it. I mean, you know, we don't have kids or anything like that. And I have a husband and he's a punk, and it's like having a kid, I think. I'm not sure. But, you know, I had a few things going through my mind. Now I know how my parents felt when I would come home late. You know, it comes 12 o'clock, I understand. 1 o'clock, yes, I do. I was by 2 o'clock, I thought he was hanging out with the damned. 3 o'clock.
That would have been good on a big flashy tour bus.
3 o'clock in the morning comes around, and I'm thinking he's in a ditch with his bike.
That's happened before.
And then 4 o'clock comes around, I'm thinking I'm going to call the police.
Luckily,
I didn't.
So anyway, that's enough of us and what's happened to us today and yesterday and the week before
we're
that.
We're okay. You know, Dave, you know, he's a good guy. I trust what he's doing.
I'm a good guy. And anyway, we're not doing a competition this week because...
We haven't had a response yet to our last competition.
I think we're going
to
do that fortnightly now.
Yeah, because, I think the last question was a bit random, actually.
Come on, there must be people out there that know about a comic strip. Hi, me Henderson. My God.
Mike Smith, this is a challenge to you. We don't care. We know you've answered tons of questions. This one goes out to you, Mike. Please.
The brains of the internet world.
Do you know the answer to this? All right, do it again. Ask
Hi,
the last...
me Henderson. What was Jaime Henderson's trade, and how did he affect the Dreamy Time escort agent people? That's all we want to know. Just answer it.
And if you email us info@bandweblogs.com, or if anyone else knows this, but especially, you know, if we only get one email and it's from Mike, which we hope at least Mike will answer this, we'll try to figure out a way to get you on our show. We should just have you come on live on the phone or however we can record it. But wouldn't it be cool to have Mike
phone us up, Mike? We got the old speaker comm thing on a telephone there, so it boosts it out. We can whack the microphone down near it.
Yeah, because we don't have that. What is it called? No. There's this thing, Skype, I think, on the internet. And
we don't do
that. I don't know anything about that. But, I know a lot of things, but that's one thing I don't know.
So you said take... dash your medicine dash
So by the way, speaking of Mike Smith, his website is take-your-medicine.co.uk, and he had a really cool poll running who were the best UK acts of 2005. So and we're not so sure about number one. We don't understand it. I mean, we're kind of up in arms here, but either way, if people want to check it out and see who was number one, go and do that. But there's some great bands on the list, and Oasis, who else? Muse. So if you check out his website, you'll find the poll of the best UK acts, according to some of the people that had emailed in with their top 10 list, which we had done. So check it out.
We got involved. We put the Gorillaz on there, and we put...
Estelle, but it didn't make it on the list.
Listen to her. If you haven't heard her and you don't know about her, listen to her. You can. Have we got her website?
I can't remember. But if you do a search in Google, Estelle.
Yeah, just go to Google.
UK music, something like that. You'll find her website. But she's great. And But, you know, again, I have to just say these are all signed acts. Of course, if we could have done a poll for unsigned acts of 2005, the list would have been a lot different. But, you know, it was fun. We enjoyed doing that. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, cheers, Mike. That was a good one, mate. And now I think we're going to go on to our last, second and last song of the evening, which is, again, it's our reggae song. It's by a really fine band. They're called the Babylon Cowboys.
Yeah, and that's us.
Oh, yeah. And good bass, good vocals, good backing vocals. The drummer's a bit iffy, but, you know, when we get a real one, it'll be laughing.
There you go. So if there's any drummers out there. And by the way, since we, you know, we would like, if there are bands out there, if you want to email us your MP3s, you know, for us to play on our show. info@bandweblogs.com. Check out our website, www.bandweblogs.com. There you will find lots of music and band blogs.
Yeah, it's also good fun.
It is great fun.
Let's play our song and get on with it, and then people can go and have their tea.
Okay, so here we go. This song is called In My Mind. By the Babylon Cowboys, that's us, Jenny May and Dave Tomo. And we're going to sign out now.
So I'll see you the next time, you'll hear me the next time around. And so it's goodbye from me.
And see you later from me.
Hooray!
listening to the Band Weblogs Podcast Show.